Hey.
Hey.
Judy?
Yes,
hey.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Judy Pence has multiple sclerosis. She also runs the Maryland chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. She walks into a coffee shop on Cold Spring Lane with a cane. Pence says she knows others with MS who've had symptoms such as muscle spasms relieved by cannabis. But Maryland's medical marijuana law is too restrictive, she says. For starters, it only allows medical marijuana to be sold at academic medical centers, and those institutions will have to report who's getting the drug to the police.
I really don't think it's a law enforcement's place to come in and, you know, monitor me. I'm a patient. I'm not a criminal.
Baltimore County Delegate Dan Morheim says five academic centers in Maryland qualify to dispense pot. Morheim, the lead sponsor of the medical marijuana legislation, says he's asked each one to consider participating. So far, none has said it will.
I think the one or two that will step up will find it to be a very successful enterprise, but that's for them to determine. If they all choose not to do it, then I think it's time to look at the legislation, see what adjustments might be made.
A legislative services report says the two largest academic medical centers, Johns Hopkins and the University of Maryland Medical System, say they will not participate in the medical marijuana program. However, a Hopkins spokesman said recently the hospital would consider it. University of Maryland failed to respond to requests for comment. Baltimore delegate Cheryl Glenn doesn't want to wait and see. She'll try to amend the law in the upcoming General Assembly session. She says the academic medical center setup is too restrictive.
If it's like pulling hen's teeth and the academic institutions aren't very excited about it, then what are we doing?
Glenn says she wants a system where a doctor prescribes marijuana and patients can fill the prescriptions at licensed dispensaries. She failed to get that version passed in the 2013 session, but she says she might have a better shot this time around. For one thing, the Obama administration in August said federal law enforcement won't crack down on well-run state medical marijuana programs. Glenn says the threat of federal interference made legislators and administration officials skittish about her less restrictive approach. And she and Morheim agree a medical marijuana game changer came from a famous TV doctor. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta changed his mind in August about medical marijuana and now supports it.
And since he's one of the gurus of what's good and not so good in healthcare, his shift of position was dramatic and really, I think, changed a lot of people's attitudes about medical marijuana.
Morheim's legislation created a state medical marijuana commission. Its job is to set up the rules and regulations for the program. Since the commission is newly formed and has only met three times, Morheim says it needs more time to try to make the law work. At a recent commission meeting, audience members included program job seekers, a mother who wants medical marijuana for her child with epilepsy, and businessmen who want in on the action, like Clayton Dalton from Washington County, who wants to grow legal weed for the medical marijuana program. Dalton has been a landscaper for 30 years.
Actually, at my age, that's getting a little bit strenuous, and I'm looking for something a little more laid back.
So when will you be able to get medical marijuana in Maryland? Unless the law is changed, Glenn believes 2016, and only then if at least one academic medical center agrees to participate. I'm John Lee, reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.